Tim Hortons is considered part of the fabric of Canada, but long before the chain became synonymous with the country, it had humble beginnings as a coffee and donut shop. As the company turns 60 in 2024, this is a look back at its history. May 17, 1964. The first Tim Hortons location opens in Hamilton, Ont. Feb. 21, 1974. Founder and NHL defenseman Tim Horton dies in a car accident at 44, while traveling back to Buffalo from Toronto after a hockey game between the Sabres and Maple Leafs. Tim's franchisee Ron Joyce later becomes sole owner of the chain, when he buys out the stake in the business held by Lori Horton, Tim Horton's wife, for $1 million and a Cadillac Eldorado. Lori Horton later lost a court challenge disputing the sale. 1976. Tim's debuts bite-sized donuts, it dubs Timbits. March 3, 1983. The first non-smoking Tim Hortons location opens in Hamilton, Ont. 1984. Tim's enters the U.S. with its first store in Tonawanda, N.Y. 1986. The restaurant launches its first roll up the rim to win promotional contest. 1993. Tim's begins selling sandwiches. Ads show they cost between $2.69 and $3.49 and come in varieties including ham and cheese. August 8, 1995. American fast food company Wendy's International Inc. purchases Tim Hortons. 1996. Bagels make their debut on the Tim's menu. They sold for about $1.49, plus tax, commercials show. The company also runs its first Smile Cookie campaign. 1999, Tim starts selling the iced cappuccino. An ad shows a small costs $1.69 plus tax. July 2004, the Canadian Oxford Dictionary adds, Double Double, a coffee with two creams and two sugars that is popular at Tim's, to its lexicon. July 29, 2005, Wendy's announces plans to sell 15-18% of Tim's in an initial public offering. 2006. Tim's introduces hot breakfast sandwiches. March 2006. Tim Hortons raises almost $800 million in an initial public offering priced at $27 per share. September 28, 2009. Tim's announces it has reorganized its corporate structure and the business is spun off to become a public company. 2009. The restaurant partners with Cold Stone Creamery to add the ice cream brand's products to some of its restaurants. The brand was pulled from Tim's locations in Canada in February 2014. August 26, 2014. Tim's and 3G Capital's Burger King Worldwide Inc. sign a deal to merge and form a parent company called Restaurant Brands International. March 27, 2017. Restaurant Brands says it has enough shares of Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, Inc. to complete its $1.8 billion friendly takeover of the fast food chain. January 10, 2018. Protesters rally outside Tim's locations chanting, Hold the sugar, hold the cream, Tim Hortons don't be mean. The demonstration is meant to show support for employees after some franchisees cut benefits and break times following an Ontario minimum wage increase. May 10, 2018. Then Tim's president Alex Macedo says he is prepared to make amends with a dissident franchisee group the company spent months sparring with over everything from cost-cutting measures to delays in supply deliveries to renovations the firm said would cost store owners $450,000 per restaurant. April 2018. Tim's announces it will move its headquarters from Oakville, Ont. To Toronto. May 30, 2018. The restaurant says it will pilot all-day breakfast at a handful of Hamilton and Burlington, Ont. Locations. January 6, 2020. Tim's announces it will sell Timbits cereal in chocolate glazed and birthday cake flavors in grocery stores. The company has also dabbled with selling granola bars, ice cream and canned soup in supermarkets. February 2020. Tim's makes roll up the rim to win a fully digital contest, cutting out the work of unraveling coffee cups and renames the promotion Roll Up to Win. April 21, 2021. Tim's promises its core menu will be free of artificial colors, flavors or preservatives by the end of the year. September 30, 2021. Tim's launches its first Orange Sprinkle Donut campaign in support of Indigenous charities and residential school survivors. November 15, 2021. Restaurant Brands announces it has signed a deal to acquire sandwich company Firehouse Restaurant Group Inc. for $1 billion. November 29, 2021. Tim's launches a partnership with Stratford, Ont. Bread pop star Justin Bieber. As part of the deal, Tim's sells 3 Timbiebs, Timbits, chocolate white fudge, sour cream chocolate chip, and birthday cake waffle flavors. Limited edition beanies, fanny packs, and tote bags are also released. June 1, 2022, the Federal Privacy Commissioner, along with counterparts in British Columbia, Quebec and Alberta, find Tim's violated the law by tracking the movements of and recording people who downloaded the company's app. June 22, 2023. Tim's introduces its decadent dream cookies. August 5, 2023. Tim's launches its first ever boat through on Ontario's Lake Scugog. For one weekend, visitors float by in motorized boats, canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, and even a buoyant car to pick up cold drinks. November 30, 2023. Tim's announces it has its first zero tailpipe emissions electric transport truck making deliveries in southwestern Ontario. Dec. 18, 2023. Tim's announces plans to bring back the Dutchie Donut for a limited time. It is joined by the Blueberry Fritter, Cinnamon Sugar Twist, and Walnut Crunch, which also makes a comeback for a short period. April 16, 2024. Tim's announces it will launch flatbread pizzas nationally. May 17, 2024. Tim's will celebrate its 60th anniversary. June 2024. Tim's to launch The Last Timbit theatrical play by Tara Deschamps. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 25, 2024. The Canadian Press.